America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Patriots Friday. Gave you our Bozo touchdown parlay earlier today. If you missed any of it.
Feel good about it?
I feel pretty good about this one, yeah.
We have a Germany game.
Yep.
So we're either
we're gonna know early.
It or out of it by 12:30.
We're going to know real early. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We've also tweeted it out and put it out on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe, if you want to follow along. Five legs.
Yeah, good follows.
Four offensive players, one defense.
Defense special teams.
One Germany game.
Yeah. I don't love it.
When you say it like that.
I went from loving it quite a bit to that.
I don't love it as much. We were just hashing this out in the break, Keith.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Lamar Jackson going to win his third MVP?
God, maybe.
He's a pretty heavy favorite, plus 175 for MVP. Allen is second, plus 350. Mahomes, plus 500.
Will there be some voter fatigue for Lamar?
I would personally have voter fatigue.
Maybe Josh Allen closes and finally gets it. You know, he's been in the mix for such a long time.
Yeah.
I can't give it to Mahomes. He might finish really strong. I can't give it to him.
How about Goff at plus 700? That feels like a value.
Yes. I don't mind that one because that could be like, you don't have to love Jared Goff, but you can love his season. Like when Matt Ryan won an MVP.
Yep.
You know, and so this could be that kind of year where the Lions have the best record.
You know who was in the mix until the tail end of the year last year was Purdy. And that's very similar.
Like, Goff even the MVP of his own team?
Well, no, but it's a quarterback award.
Right.
So
is he the MVP of his team? I would say yes. Who else is?
I would give it to Gibbs.
Sonic.
Yeah, but
which we got some good intel, by the way.
Knuckles are not very different. Oh, yeah, we did.
I feel like a moron because I should know this.
No, you should know this.
As a video game guy.
I was getting lectured by the text line about this.
And a creature guy.
Yeah.
Knuckles, not even a hedgehog.
No.
So
Jeremy, much more of a hedgehog.
He's an Akita.
What is that?
An Akita?
Yeah.
I think they're like an Australian creature.
Are you sure that's how you say it? An Akita?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not like a big pronunciation guy.
I read it's a spiny anteater is what I read. Hedgehog. It's a spiny anteater is what it is. An Akita.
I think an Akita is a Australian animal.
Okay.
Yeah. I nailed that.
That's what Knuckles is.
Yeah. It's a short-nosed Akita. Is one of four living species of Akita and the only member of the genus Tachygloeus. It is covered in fur and spines. It has a distinctive snout and specialized tongue. Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Which is used to
You're listening, ladies.
Which is used to catch its insect prey at a great speed. They lay eggs.
Yeah.
Wow,
they lay eggs. They're like a platypus.
They are. Well, these Australian animals are like from another playbook altogether.
Yeah, they all lay eggs, it seems. But every single one of them.
So that's where Knuckles is. So Tails is a fox.
Yeah.
Knuckles is an Akita. Sonic the Hedgehog, the only hedgehog in the group.
Yeah. One more time, you're more of a hedgehog or an Akita.
I'm more of an Akita.
I'm a
specialized tongue.
Much more of a hedgehog.
I spell the alphabet before I catch my food.
Maybe.
And a distinctive snout, which some say that I have as well. So.
Yeah.
So maybe I am the Knuckles.
The Akitas with their achy necks.
So if me and Jones were Sonic and Knuckles. I guess I'd be Knuckles.
Yeah, I guess in this case. I guess that would be the case. But to answer the question.
Does a hedgehog have like a bad back and like a sore knees? Because that'd be me. I'll take that one. All right, we learned something today.
Okay, but Goff is their MVP, though.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. It's only quarterbacks that get the award.
It's not it's not the Sun Gods, Sam Brown. No, like, it is Goff. Is their MVP? Yes,
the highest, according to like the Vegas odds, mm-hmm. the highest non-quarterback is Derrick Henry.
It has to be, yeah. What is he?
Mm-hmm. 9, 10, tied 11, with Saquon, 12, 13, 14.
Oh, Saquon. Actually, yeah. It could be either of those two. That's a good call.
But he's like 15th.
Yeah.
So as good as those guys have been, there's half the quarterbacks in the league that think are better.
Drake May is getting like better MVP.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like even Stroud's not having that good of a year. Neither is Cousins or Purdy or Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold. Like all those guys are getting. So yeah, Goff would be up there.
We're being told the pronunciation is an echidna.
Yeah, there's an N in it.
I didn't see that coming.
Who is the guy who used to do the crazy hockey pronunciation?
Oh, that guy was good. He's on YouTube.
Yeah. Does he do animals?
And none of them were right. Remember?
Yeah.
He had like a whole thing that you could like look him up. We'd have to look him up before like certain Bruins games. Like, who are they playing against? This guy?
Yeah, bring that guy back.
They're wrong. Yeah.
So anyway, we've gotten away from the point of this segment. I was just curious about the MVP odds, though, and Lamar might be winning his third. It is the Friday four-pack of questions for the Patriots and Bears, if you couldn't tell. We have the Week in Review coming your way about 10 minutes from now. I'm probably going to push that back a touch.
Echidna.
Yeah, echidna.
Is that what that guy said? Oh, yeah, echidna.
Yeah, echidna. You said echidna. I've never even heard of such an animal.
You heard of succatus.
I've heard of succatus.
Echidna.
I've heard of, Shine was talking arachnids yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. He said they have six legs. Right. Wrong. It is a leg.
Okay.
They were talking Courtney Parlays, of course. That's how they got into that. But what do we have for our questions here today, Billy, in the Friday four-pack?
First question, what player from the Bears would you most want on the Patriots?
Okay, put me down for Roma Dunze.
I got the same one. Oh, no, yeah. I thought of Roma Dunze. I was liking Roma Dunze.
Oh, did you?
I have a better one.
Oh, let me guess. DeAndre Swift. He's in the Bozo Parlay every week.
Who once is again.
Yeah.
No, give me Jalen Johnson. I think Jalen Johnson's one of the 10 best corners. And I think if you had Gonzo and Jalen Johnson, you might have the best corner duo.
It's a good pick.
So I'd take Jalen Johnson. Roma Dunze is good. I thought about him.
Is he playing this week? Is Jalen Johnson playing?
I don't know if he's playing this week.
I thought he might have been dinged up, but regardless, like he's a very, very, very talented defensive player.
I think he might be playing.
Okay.
Let me get the injury report from yesterday. But he's great, and I think that would be a great kind of 1-2 punch at corner. Before the year began, I might have said DJ Moore, but it does not seem like you want DJ Moore.
I like DJ Moore. I think he's a bit of a problem in that room, and he was a bit of a problem in Carolina, as was Deontay Johnson. In retrospect, I'm sorry, they didn't overlap. But, man, Deontay Johnson, DJ Moore, Carolina will drive some wide receivers nuts.
I think Jalen Johnson's fine.
I thought he was on the injury
report.
There's
a Jalen Jones on the injury report.
Maybe that's what I had wrong.
Yeah.
So you're going Jalen Johnson. I would go Roma Dunze. Give me a wide receiver to grow with Drake May. Okay. And one who's not a problem in the room like DJ Moore or one who gained 100 pounds in the offseason like Keenan Allen. No. Give me Roma Dunze. What's our next question, Billy?
Deep dish pizza will get him.
What Bears jersey?
Echidna.
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 There he is.
Here he goes.
Who's that lady?
You like John
Echidna?
Kitna?
Echidna.
Yeah. John Kitna, the Echidna.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Should have been his nickname.
Yeah, I know.
If they were on it.
It's a miss.
Back in the 90s. Big God guy, John Kitna.
John Kitna, was he?
Huge God guy.
Nice.
One of the biggest.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
No.
All right, thank
you. Yeah, Billy?
What Bears jersey, past or present, would you want?
Hmm.
The fridge.
Refrigerator Perry?
Yeah.
So I usually go with people younger than me, or I'm sorry, older than me.
Yeah.
So this one, I think
the fridge would fit.
No, the fridge would. I don't want the fridge.
That's too old.
Yeah. I kind of like Devin Hester though. Like Devin Hester is one of the coolest Bears ever, and was like, what was he, number 23? So you have a cool number on top of it. I mean, Walter Payton's is a pretty great one. Mm-hmm. Or like Gale Sayers.
Mm-hmm. Sweetness.
Like old school. Yeah, Sweetness.
And then Gale Sayers, sure.
What about Jim McMahon?
Jim McMahon would not be my favorite.
You don't like Jim McMahon? You wear a little headband
around?
I was
going to say, I love
number nine. I love
the headband look.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the fridge.
All right, I'll go.
Patriots fans have nightmares about that, of course, but I would say it's a cool jersey. The Bears just don't have a lot of...
No, it's Walter Payton.
They have a lot of fun players from the 90s, is what I mean. Like, no, those 80s, but I'm saying like from our childhood.
No, they sucked.
They don't have a lot of fun players. Brandon Marshall had one great year
Eric
there.
Eric Kramer, Rashawn Salaam. Maybe Rashawn Salaam.
Martellus Bennett had a couple of nice seasons there.
Alshon Jeffrey was good for a
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey was.
Yeah.
Curtis Conway, I think, had a good year.
Allen Robinson had like two good years.
Allen Robinson. Yeah. I did like Allen Robinson in those Chicago days. Yep.
Did you like Marty Booker?
Marty Booker, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think of Marty Booker in Miami, though.
Yeah, he had 2 years or 3 years where he led the team in receiving.
Nice.
They did have Brandon Marshall those Jay Cutler years. Yeah. Maybe Brandon Marshall.
Maybe Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Not a great guy, but good jersey.
What did he do?
I don't think a lot of good stuff.
No?
Well, actually, did he get stabbed in a domestic incident?
I couldn't speak to that. I need to relitigate
that. I think he might have gotten stabbed.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What's our next question, Billy?
Number three, what is your first thought when you hear the Chicago Bears?
So for me, and I was 1 year old at the time, so it's not from watching them. It's just from the constant references. It's 85 Bears. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody talks. Well, that too. I mean, that basically they were so good then that spawned the SNL characters. But the 85 Bears, anytime a team has a good defense, people are like, well, they're not the 85 Bears.
Yep.
But every time, like they still have maintained this like historical like significance because of how good the defense was. So I would say 85 Bears, also like the Bears from SNL.
Well, I was going to say, the SNL sketch is a good one there. I would just think, and it's the same era, I would think the Super Bowl shuffle is something that jumps out when you think about
same
that.
Same idea, but like how good they were. But also what's funny about the 85 Bears is, you know, we talk about all these dynasties all the time. You know, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Steelers, 85 Bears. It was like,
it's true.
Not the 80s Bears.
No.
The 85 Bears. They had a one-off, but they're like the most memorable
2000
one-off
Ravens.
Team. Yep.
And the 85 Bears, and they're similar. They both won on defense.
They are
probably two of, they're probably those teams.
Speaking of, Dick Butkus, about the 70s, Mike Singletary, Brian Urlacher are all good jerseys.
Urlacher I thought about. I just think.
I liked Matt Forte a lot, actually.
So that was the one I was going to bring up. Forte, that's a great one.
That's a good one.
Matt Forte is a great one. No, I was just going to say, the 72 Dolphins get brought up a lot.
Yeah.
And that is kind of a one-off team, but they won multiple championships. So
yes, but they were also undefeated, whereas like the 85 Bears were, I think they had one loss.
They did. They're 15-1.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Also, I think the younger generation might think of them getting to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman and just getting worked. Yeah. Hester runs back the opening kick, and then they just get smoked.
I didn't hate Rex Grossman, if you want a Bears jersey. I didn't hate that.
What?
Neckbeard.
Yeah. You want a Rex Grossman jersey?
I mean, I'm just saying, if we're talking Bears.
You know who had a good game for me 1 year in fantasy?
Joe Burrow. We all go nuts about Joe Burrow. He got to a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman, Super Bowl.
I think Burrow's better. You know who helped me win a fantasy game once?
Rex Grossman.
Bears? Nope. Cade McNown.
Really?
Lefty from UCLA?
You've been in fantasy much longer than me.
Yeah, I played back forever ago.
Wait, was McNown the same draft as... who was in that draft? Was that the
Cade McNown?
Was that the McNabb draft?
Yeah, it might have been. Was that Akili Smith, Couch?
Sounds right.
99? Yeah.
Nice. I was not in fantasy that long ago.
I was.
You want a Cade McNown jersey?
I think 97 might have been the first year I played fantasy.
Nice.
And it was like the Wild West.
Cade McNown jersey?
I'd take one.
You're in?
Yeah, I'd take one.
I mean, if he helped win you a fantasy championship, I get that.
Yeah.
I
think he helped me win like a week 8.
Oh,
game.
A week. I'm sorry. My buddy never stops talking about how Cleo Lemon won him a fantasy championship.
Cleo Lemon had a moment.
Cleo Lemon won him a
moment.
It's like, yeah, I heard the Cleo Lemon story. I got it. What's our final question?
Will the Bears make the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a no. It's a no from me, Doug.
Preseason, I said yes. Uh-huh. They're 4-4. I think they get to 5-4 this week, but we went over their schedule. It's insane. They haven't played a division game yet. So they have two of the Lions, two of the Packers, two of the Vikings, and then I think Niners, Seahawks. No, they can't.
Their schedule, they might not have
A win.
they might.
No, I know.
This week might be their win, and then maybe you give them the Seahawks game. Other than that, they might be a 6-win team. They are not making the playoffs.
If they had a normal schedule, uh-huh. I would say maybe they win 9 games. Maybe they're the last team. But I can't take them.
They legitimately have all division games. They haven't played one division game, or have they mixed in one? It's like they basically have their whole division left, and it's a great, great, great division.
Yeah, they go Pats, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners. Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
Not great.
They haven't played any of the good division
that
teams
is,
yet.
That is not great. So, no, that's definitely not a playoff.
And they already lost to Indianapolis, and they lost to Arizona.
Yeah,
in addition to Houston and Washington. So, yeah, it's not happening for them.
They're on a 2-game skid, and it feels like they've quit on their coach. Okay, ready? Peanut Tillman's a good one.
Peanut Tillman's a great one.
And somebody also said a Peanut Tillman orange. Wait, would you get an orange Bears jersey?
I would only get an orange Bears jersey if it was like Forte, Marshall, Hester.
I think I would want the navy jersey.
The navy blue is a slick jersey.
I like
it's
that.
A good looking uniform.
Yeah.
Do you like the Ravens uniforms last night?
I like their helmets. I didn't like the whole like the all purple grimace uniform, but
the purple people eater.
The helmet looked good.
Not as fast, Nick, as the all blacks.
Yeah.
The all purples was like just fast enough. Not too fast.
I like the matte helmet. I think that helped it.
Yeah, I like a matte helmet, and like a purple helmet is pretty sweet. With like a different look of the Raven.
It was a mad Raven.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he was not.
No, he's pissed.
No, he was.
Happy they won, but still mad overall.
Yeah, when they were down 2 scores, that Raven.
Yeah.
He was given the side eye. He didn't look
sure
happy
was.
At all. So no, the Bears will not make the playoffs. There's a 4-pack of questions for Patriots and Bears this weekend. Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the weekend review next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.